All About the House, the one-hour how-to radio show with expert advice on how to keep your place humming here on Lake 88.1.
And good morning, I'm Brian Perkin. Another edition of All About the House, but a special edition today. We're going to be talking about the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust and to support their drive to protect and steward private lands within the Mississippi Madawaska Wilderness. We're actually running a bit of a fundraising show today between now and 9, asking for your donations to keep the Land Trust, of course, going in the work that they're doing. You can donate, in fact, anytime today. Right now, the lines are open until 6 o'clock tonight. So if you want to call, the number to call is 613-253-2722. That's 253-2722. You'll also be able to find out more information and donate online if you'd like. Go directly to their website at mmlt.ca, or you can click on the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust link on our website at lake88.ca. We're going to be speaking to four people that are very much involved in the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust and hearing their stories and why it's so important to protect and steward these lands. We're going to start right now with a gentleman who's on the phone this morning with us, who is Bob Betcher, president of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust, also a hydrogeologist and a geologist, if I can get that correct. Bob Betcher, welcome to Lake 88 this morning.
Hi.
Bob, let's first of all talk a little bit about your background. I guess it's a pretty good thing to be the president of the Land Trust and have a background in ecology.
Actually, I'm more geology, physics, and hydrogeology, although I always had an interest in nature. So I joined the Land Trust when we moved back to the Perth area, actually. When the board was looking for a new president, I think they were looking for somebody with a well-grounded personality, and they thought that a geologist would be a good choice.
So
that's a very poor old geology joke that should never be brought up.
There you go. Well grounded. Yes. Okay. So, Bob, let's talk in broad strokes just to start here about what the Land Trust is all about for those that have never kind of heard of the concept, but certainly heard of Mississippi Madawaska at times. But what is a Land Trust?
Well, a land trust is a non-governmental organization. We're a not-for-profit charity. We're primarily interested, land trusts in general are primarily interested in procuring and protecting wild or wilderness land. And this would be land which has a significant ecological value. It could have interesting vistas, or just be representative of the typical landscape of the area in which the Land Trust operates.
Okay. Are there a lot of land trusts in Ontario?
There's more than 30 land trusts in Ontario. Some of them have a slightly different focus. Some of them protect agricultural lands or heritage features as a part of their role. But overall, they protect more than 85,000 acres of land in the province.
Wow, okay. So a sizable amount. How did specifically the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust get started?
Well, we actually got started in 2002, where a group of people began meeting who shared a common interest. What they wanted to do was to preserve nature, but also provide wild spaces where people could go into these spaces and regenerate and gain emotional and psychological benefits of just being out in nature. So they were a persistent bunch. It took them about 2 years to become incorporated, and we didn't actually get our first property until 2009. When Howard Clifford entered into a conservation easement agreement with us.
Okay, so when we're talking about specifically of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust, how many acres do you have? And just give people sort of an idea. I know they're spread here and there, but just a geographical area where they're located.
Yeah, well, we operate in the lower Madawaska and the Mississippi watersheds. So essentially east-west, we go from the city of Ottawa out to Denby and north-south from close to Perth all the way up to the Ottawa River. And so far in that area, we've established eight land trust properties. Five of them were donated to us by people who wanted to protect their property, essentially in a natural state, for forever. And three others that are conservation easements, where the owner of the land continues to own the land, but he enters an agreement with us that goes on title and lasts for 999 years. And,
okay.
And that establishes what the owner can do on the land, what other people can do on the land, and essentially says that the land should be preserved so that it evolves naturally over time without much in the way of human interference at all.
So this is a like a municipal or a provincial type of ruling or whatever, a conservation easement, and that's what so many of the folks have done to donate land to you?
Yes, they've either donated the land to us directly, and we become the owner of the land, or with a conservation easement, it's an agreement between the land trust and the property owner, and it establishes what the property owner really can do on the land. In other words, it essentially says you can continue owning the land, but you must continue to allow nature on that land to evolve as it decides that it should be doing, rather than going in and making any changes to the land. So it would restrict public access typically to a number of trails. It would prevent subdivision of the land, uses of the land that are incompatible with the concept that we have of what we're trying to do. And the owner agrees to that. He agrees to the conditions. The land trust then takes responsibility for certain aspects of this. We do annual monitoring. We do baseline documentation and a bunch of other things on the land. So it's an agreement between the landowner and the land trust.
Right. So the property still kind of belongs to the landowner. They can do what they can stay there,
yes.
But they're limited into what they can do with it.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay. Is this easement what you have in place for each one of the properties right now?
Only for three of the properties. So five of the properties we own outright, and three of the properties are easements.
Right. Okay. And these, I guess, include everything from just large wilderness tracts to perhaps farms or some built areas in these properties?
No. Our interest in Mississippi Madawaska is we call them wild properties as opposed to wilderness properties. The ecologists look at you kind of funny when you call them wilderness, because wilderness has this definition that you're out in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Right.
And that certainly doesn't apply to our area. We essentially like to acquire large properties. Several hundred acres is kind of optimum for us.
Right.
We also like to acquire properties which have valuable ecological aspects to them.
Right.
Or properties which have interesting vistas, properties which are primarily a representation of the local topography and the local aspects of the land area.
Right. Bob Boettcher is our guest this morning. He's the president of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. Now, on this special edition of All About the House, Bob, what we're trying to do, of course, is not only increase awareness of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust, but also get some funds for you to continue on the good work that you do. Where are the monies spent then when you're doing fundraising like we're doing today?
Part of the fundraising, I'm sure, would go into sort of our general revenue, which keeps us going from year to year. We also have a number of very specific projects that we have on the go or expect to have on the go. These include surveys on some of our properties, baseline documentation, which is ecologists going in and identifying all the species and the interrelationships between the species on the properties. At one of our properties, we had barn deconstruction over the winter, and we have some cleanup that we have to do for that. There's another property, the pool property, where people who want to go for a walk end up parking on the shoulder of the road, and it's a fairly busy road, so that's certainly not optimum. We'd like to build an off-road, very small parking lot in that area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Those are the typical types of things that we're looking at right now. And,
right.
Of course, the issue that we're in or the situation that we're in is that because of COVID, most of our regular events that we have during the summer, which make a certain amount of profit for us, we've had to cancel those. So a significant source of income to the land trust that we just use for general operating purposes has just disappeared.
Yeah. All right. And that's why, again, we're asking for some donations today to the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. Do you get any funding at all from the province or the federal government?
No, we don't.
Right. Okay. So No. What you're doing it all from your base, trying to raise as much funds as you can. Now, you do offer, of course, on all these properties, I think, an openness to the public to come and see. There's some highlight places, Cliffland being one, of course, Blueberry Mountain, the orchids, et cetera. But is the land areas open to the public?
Five of our sites are actually open to the public, although one of them we're having a bit of an issue with the land survey, so we've had to close it temporarily until we get that resolved. So right now there are four properties which are open to the public, and when I say open to the public, I mean the public can come up there and go on the trail network. We don't encourage the public to go off the trails. We want minimal use on these lands. We have three other properties other than the five, two of the conservation easements are open to the public, but in a manner in which the public would have to call the owner or call the land trust and make arrangements for a visit. And typically in these two areas, we would have either somebody from the land trust or one of the landowners take the people out and show them the property.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wide open as we have for the other five properties, but they're open under special terms.
Right. Okay. But some incredible properties that if people have never visited, they certainly should. Bob, we're out of time for your particular section. We're trying to put four different speakers from the Land Trust together. But as president, I know you've got a lot of work to do. And, of course, any donations coming in today would be greatly appreciated, no doubt.
Yes, you're quite true on that.
All right.
And we look forward to the people who share our common interest in making a donation today.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay. Bob Boettcher, who is the president of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. You're listening to a special edition of All About the House, a fundraiser for the Land Trust today. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with horticulturalist Ed Lawrence.